Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. This is important. This is about something. This is Comedian Organic OK. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Comedian Organic OK.
The show has caused satisfying the greatness within you today, Saturday. And the show is called the show Satisfying Greatness Within You Saturday. And my name is Comedian Organic OK. My co-host is Talk Dude. Give us a little info on what you feel about satisfying the greatness within you. Listen to my calls. My calls must have been on the break because he ain't saying nothing.
All right, good people. Let's talk about your personal greatness, okay? There is a great...
That's as good as... See, too often in our experience that we're trying to translate the actual, you know, entertainment of what people would like to be. What they're like, but listen to this. When you are truly remarkable within what you appreciate about people have gave you good experience, have gave you good relationships, have gave you things that you enjoy, and you use this as a reference to how you see things, how you find more about life, you find out more, you know, more maturity about people. You start seeing how somebody is not sitting at old, and they got more maturity than someone is sitting old. You start seeing when you're truly aligned to what sharing and caring and being a part of with the greatness, you start seeing these things unfold in a way that you can actually appreciate. And you start seeing things, and once you start getting to the level, you start seeing people show up. You start visiting you, conversations that you didn't necessarily was looking to hear. You start hearing people start talking to you. You start seeing how they're lying to you. But when you start thinking that this is the game to just be by yourself and just be your own self, you'll see eventually, if you're truly not aligned to these things, you'll see how you fall short. Now, one thing to see the things that people have not been able to, you know, hold up and appreciate. But another thing where you get to the point where you think you're just so above people, above appreciation, above the actual experience, you start losing out more than they losing out, because it's one thing for a person not to know. It's another thing for a person to know and still intentionally sabotage people that don't know. See? And you'll find out, you know, more you think you know more than everybody. And it's things that people collectively will build, and you'll be without what you think you have. You'll be left out. Yeah, so I don't know my coach today. I don't know if he feel like talking today.
I guess I will. Look, I just feel so guilty because I dropped the ball. I was late as can be, and then I messed up with the title. So I thought, remember from last night, setting this thing up, whatever. I just felt like I deserved to be in detention, you know. I really did. But, you know, look, your personal...
You pit to the pressure, you're always pressure on error. Like, that mistake, it happens. It happens. The best make mistakes. So what are you saying? The people at the highest level make mistakes. So what would you make? That's what the thing I tell this Talk Dude quite often. I feel like he's trying to make himself be more important than everybody that made mistakes. And I don't want to babysit this kind of unrealistic approach to move along, make mistakes, and able to actually learn from and experience this natural response from people. People that's holding you to the standard normally don't necessarily appreciate you. They want you to fall so they can get your position. Now, that's been said many a time, someone taking a position, but really, people that truly not, you know, appreciating you, that's what they're doing. It's not really normal. People just want your position, just don't want it especially when you're doing better. Think about all the programs and movies you should like to watch. Those things are not available, and you find out people have been trying to give you things that you don't really appreciate, and that's not an accident. All these things we created, the body of appreciation, have been put together, and we have, like, in a sense, we act like this is not supposed to be a meaningful connection. All right? Think about all the programs that you thought you enjoyed that are not available. Now, they got this other platform where they got stuff that, you know, reruns and, you know, programs are playing, you know, over and over again. You understand? So don't get caught up in that, man. Get caught up in the experience that people enjoy about you. You made the error, you come behind and enjoy the actual knowledge you do have to give to them, and you have to satisfy the good within yourself, then that's the task to be, you know, truly, you know, share with people. The other part is the part that they don't want to hear, and they're no longer you want to hear it. So why hold on to that?
All right, look, I want to talk about my personal greatness. Now, honestly, when I first heard about this, I wondered how I could satisfy. Did I have greatness inside of me? I wondered if I could basically just.
If this is what you're talking about, you have to hold me accountable because I put you on the platform. So it's not even really your responsibility. More my responsibility because I gave you this, and if you're a danger to be successful, then I'm the one that needs to be held accountable for that. That actually you being out here. So if it's not just you because I gave you the platform to come out here. So if you don't be successful, I'm held accountable because I'm seeing beyond what you're seeing at this actual stage and point. And for you to keep talking and trying to be telepathic and get amnesia about what I've been telling you, about what I've been, you know, this is the thing I tell you. Like, hey, I'm the one held accountable because I'm the one seeing the vision. I'm the one pushing the vision along. And for you to keep saying, I don't know if I have the ability, I don't know about this and this, that's something else, bro. I mean, really, that's a lot of society trying to, you know, it's almost like somebody trying to distract you and try to occupy your time. To try to not create things that's going to be successful. Like, you're distracting things that need to be at peace, not be at uncomfortable Charlie Horse ability. You know, you're becoming emotional, you know, wedgie of, you know, this it's not something that's healthy. We don't want to collectively hear things that are not healthy because it's not positive by no means. And, that's the thing that, but move on, man. Come on, move on.
Yeah. All right. Look, my personal greatness. I was wondering how to satisfy it. And the thing is, look, a lot of you out there, you may be wondering, am I meant to be great? Does it seem like a possibility? Does it seem like it's asking too much? You seem with certainty. I'm telling you. Right now, this show can help you. It can basically help you reach that inner perfection that everybody's looking for, that desire to be great. Too many people are too okay. They accept being mediocre because of the point that they're afraid to change their lives. They're afraid to turn things around. They're afraid to become something. They're afraid about the change, all the effort. That isn't whatever.
Don't wait. Look at this. If you got a low battery, don't waste that. Don't waste the battery in your psychological space on something that is not a luxury to just find things that are not solutions. I almost hate to say this, but he keeps doing things almost like somebody untrained mutt that just keep tearing up and biting up, you know, you're biting your shoes and stuff, peeing your shoes. What does this guy keep doing? He's come on the show and just have no manners, yarn and everything on the program. Like, everybody got Tourette's, everybody got to be, you know, pit through the chopping blocks because, I mean, he's inconsiderate. Inconsiderate, man.
You just tickly mean me, okay? Look, I'm contributing, okay? I'm holding a lot of my Tourette's.
I don't want to hear you yawning online, sir.
I'm not yawning. I haven't yawned.
You did. It's not. We don't want to hear you yawning. Want any extra voice? Besides, if that's a sound effect for the show, that's another story. Not a sound effect. That's your voice.
All right, good people. I'm telling you, your personal greatness can be satisfied. You can be the great you want to be. You can do it. You know, you can listen to that. It's inside of you. It's there. Can you feel it? So many of us are afraid to try because it seems like too daunting a task or afraid to change their lives too much. It doesn't have to be like that. Your greatness can be. It can be.
It's a relationship. Your greatness is a relationship that you can truly connect and appreciate for moments outside of this, you know, time. It's something that is, you know, appreciating you, extended appreciation. Rose, I appreciate you. I appreciate my colleague, dude.
And thank
you. I appreciate the viewers. You're welcome. I appreciate the viewers that are understanding that this experience that we are bringing to the table is the kind of experience that you need to, you know, connect as somebody that appreciate you. This appreciation is reflecting through you. Thank you. And what else you want to tell them?
Well, I want to also tell them that here's the thing. One of the reasons you need to listen to your personal greatness is because without it, you see, you don't realize, when you're not climbing ahead, when you're not basically improving upon yourself, you do start to degenerate. You actually feel yourself sliding down. You can feel your reflexes, your mind, your soul, everything about you is just sinking. I mean, you got to climb. You got to keep moving. You got to keep at. You got to keep at the whole self-improvement thing, or else, we all like to basically just be settled, to stay inside of a pigeonhole. But the problem is, we start to basically degenerate. We start to, honestly, everything starts to go when you're not working at it, when you're not fighting to improve yourself. You actually feel yourself turning to mush. And there are a lot of people who are all too comfortable with that. I mean, it would just basically be nice if we didn't have to basically keep on pushing and hustling and fighting, whatever, but we've got to. Because this is what improves us, and this is what, more so than anything, this is what keeps us from wasting away to nothing. Don't just settle. Don't just try to be on autopilot. Keep yourself moving on ahead. We encourage you to satisfy your greatness. Your greatness. It is within. It is a possibility. That's what I had to say.
All right. That was my co-host, Comedian Talk Dude. This is your host, Organic OK. And one of the things that I have to reflect from my ability and my craft is to make sure that I keep tilling the actual soil where we experience the actual harvest from. It needs to be more, you know, transparent, more cleansed, and more soft, and more, you know, transferable. I appreciate you. I appreciate the network. Thank you. I got a few more minutes before the show is over.
Couple of minutes, okay. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program. Please call in. Get involved with us. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Once again, I feel the need to remind you, this show is brought to you by Organic OK, a man who basically has this show going, well, lots of shows going around this time, 7 o'clock every day, and who wants you to get involved with a certain cause. Pick us up. Find out about us on the web. We're at Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Everyone, I'm going to wrap this up from this part. This is going to be our final discussion before the show is over. I'm going to, after this final word, would you like to add anything to it, Talk Dude?
Okay. I want to say, you know, we have another whole 15 minutes. I want to basically say that all of you out there, we're not just asking you to basically pay attention to us, to give us some degree of notoriety and success, to pay attention to our show for our own profit and all that. No, we're not doing that. See, this show is basically, this is a program about self-improvement in general, and all these shows are. That's what Organic OK is all about. That's what we are doing here. We want you to basically improve yourself. We want you to prosper. And, you know, with this program, when we plugged it, we can all get better. We can all be better. It's not just a show designed to kill a half hour of time. The show is about something, isn't it? Isn't the show really about something? This show, a lot of these shows are about, this show is about yourself. This show is about making your own way in the world. Now it is a possibility. You can do it. Now, me personally, I'm not just basically someone who listens to I'm not just someone who's on the show. I've tried this basically technique in my own life, trying to accomplish and evolve. I mean, I needed it. It's one of the reasons that Organic picked me for this, because he knows that I need the show and the program also to better myself. Get better. That's what this is all about. Taking steps to listening to yourself, listening to that inner voice and satisfying that degree of self-improvement.
All right. We're going to say that's the final word for the show, correct?
Okay, if you want me to keep going, I'll keep going.
Okay, yeah, keep going.
Listen to yourself for a moment. Can you listen to that inner voice, that inner self, that voice that tells you what you need, that voice, that spirituality that's within you? Can you hear it? Haven't you been ignoring it more and more and more? I mean, you used to listen to it when you were a little kid, basically, you know, through impulse. But a lot of times, you know, more, you give in to peer pressure. You started listening to, I don't know, more of the voices you felt like you had to listen to. The voice of your boss at your job, the voice of maybe the customer, the voice of the obligation, I need to go out here and do so-and-so to keep my job and keep my house, so whatever. Stop listening to that inner self. I just shut it off. I don't know. I didn't feel like I had time. I thought that nobody could afford to listen to that, but one who's got all the money and thus all the time in the world. I personally listened to... I shut myself off. I'm fighting to stay a slave in the world. That's the truth. That's the truth. Wake up. Listen to your inner voice. Listen to that self. Listen to that greatness that inside you, that voice that basically decides that you can do something, that you can be something, that you can be better. Listen to that. Because you know something? And a lot of times we don't listen to it because we're afraid to take a risk. We're afraid if we listen too much to our indulgences, then maybe the rest of the world won't like it. We'll lose sight of basically walking the line every single day. You know what I'm talking about. You've got to pay the bills. You've got to do what needs to be done. You're afraid. You're afraid to listen to that voice. You're afraid to hear that voice. You feel that voice.
Yeah, so this is the thing that I have to give. Give me a big, deep appreciation in as you're thinking, because one of the things my colleague loves talking to is private thoughts, and I was like, hey, what is this? Give everyone a private thought moment. They can appreciate the things that they've been thinking about, things that they might necessarily want to say out loud to others. But those things, if they truly have satisfied the greatness within their thoughts. This is comedian Organic OK, and my co-host is Talk Dude. One of the things, Talk Dude, I want you to realize that make yourself unappreciate to your satisfied greatness moments. All you're doing is putting yourself in a tug of war, and you'll be more dizzy. You know, this state it. Next week, this is the test. Next Saturday, you know, we're gonna look see some different things next week. But one of the things I always try to tell people about our programs is, as you come onto the platform, listen, you want to find out what's going on at that moment. We don't want to have any guests or anybody that you don't have to, you know, make people feel uncomfortable because they're on there. So telling people, oh, this person going to be here. You know how they are. Man, I don't like people to – I want people to feel comfortable, man. Don't you like people to – when you visit people, do you like to feel comfortable to talk to?
Well, of course. I mean, everybody needs to feel comfortable. I mean, when you go in there, you want to just be at peace. You have to be at ease. You don't want to just be like a job thing.
People say that about their family all the time. Come and visit me and tell you, you know, visit them. And they, oh, man, feel so uncomfortable. If somebody comes visit you, how would you treat them? Would you treat them well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're on the red carpet.
Oh, man. This is cool. Hey, everyone. I'm going to move through. Let my colleague tell you about some things that he want to update and give you some information on. Talk, dude.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. Tell him what you got on your mind.
Okay. Look, let me tell you something. People know more than anyone this. I'm not just a guy basically trying to sell you flim flam and talk or whatever. Because, you know, a lot of programs are started out by people who don't even really have never been there, who aren't even part of what they were talking about. Let me tell you something. This program is about self-improvement in a lot of ways. I was somebody who especially needed it. I was somebody who was lost and adrift. I didn't feel like I belonged anywhere. I was somebody who basically just was afraid to listen to myself. I wanted to be anybody else. I don't know. I was missing some piston. Something was physically wrong with me. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what. I didn't know. I was somebody who basically thought I wanted to basically find somebody else, an ideal role model, and just be them, live in that shell. I wanted to be something else. Something was just plain wrong. Something was just... But then with this program, I mean, Organic himself has told me this is about self-improvement in a lot of ways, and that's one of the reasons that basically I'm co-hosting the show, because I needed it too. I needed it to be better. I needed to be better. I wanted to get better. I don't know. I felt like my impulses, my instincts, I couldn't trust them. They seemed to lead me astray. I didn't know personally what to do. The question was, what? Organic basically showed me. The first key is to basically try a little bit of that meditation. Listen to that inner voice. That inner voice is going to tell you the right answer. It doesn't just tell you what you need to hear. That voice is going to basically give you a lot of direction and guidance. What is that voice? God? I don't know. But whatever it is, no matter what you believe in, I'll tell you something, that voice can lead you right, can lead you accordingly. You can find yourself getting better, being better. You find yourself accomplishing more of what you want to accomplish, being what you need to be. Listen to it. Who knows? Before you know it, you start to climb the ladder step by step, brick by brick, and one day you might find your name in the history books. You made a mark. You can do this. This is something about helping you getting by. It's all about spirituality, first of all. That's a step. And point out, you take action. You take the right action every day. And it happens. It can happen to you. Let it, then make it. I kid you not. There is hope. There is hope. real hope.
Yes, this is Comedian Talk, dude. I've been staying in tune. I've been listening. I've been, in the most part, I've been appreciating, satisfying the greatness within me. I know that it is the moment beyond this moment that I can truly appreciate, you know, and it's coming to fruition for you to appreciate yourself and for others to enjoy what you bring to the table for visual, you know, experience that we actually create content. Hey, Mr. Talk Dude.
Mm-hmm.
What's your final words?
Final words are, you are worth it. Have faith in yourself. Have self-belief. Take those little steps to basically getting better, being better. Improve. Improve. It can happen. Before you know it, life can be revolutionized. Honestly, you can turn everything around. You can basically start to basically say, I can't believe it. You've seen what I was like before. I never saw this coming. And don't listen to the cynics who basically want to tell you to believe that basically success is only for the lucky. The people who basically do well, who get well, are only those who are basically blessed. Someone who fortune smiled upon, who just got lucky. It is a commitment. It's a lifelong commitment, but you know what? It's worth it. It's necessary for survival, even. It honestly is. I want to thank everybody who might have tuned in to hear this show at some point for agreeing to satisfy the greatness within you. It's 7:29 here on the program. You can pick up all our shows on the web on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
My last final words is, community are getting okay. Everyone, thank you for listening, and thank you for taking the time to appreciate yourself, taking this moment as we appreciate the things that you truly desire to talk about, satisfying the greatest within you. This is my final word. Thank you. I'm Comedian Organic OK. My co-host, thank you for being a part of this platform. I'll see y'all again next week.
You will. We will. And hopefully you'll have taken the steps and began to feel improvement in your own life. Good luck. All right. Thank you, and good night.